After 15 years at the core of the world's premier consumer tech company, Tim Cook is stepping down as Apple's CEO. In a statement, Cook expressing his appreciation for the experience.
I feel a gratitude that I cannot put into words, that I somehow got to be the leader of a company that ignites imaginations and enriches lives in such profound ways it defies description. What an honor and a privilege it has been.
Cook took over from visionary co-founder Steve Jobs in 2011, just before Jobs' death from cancer. Building on the momentum of hit innovations like the iMac, iPod, and iPhone developed under Jobs' leadership, Cook grew the company into one of the most profitable in the world. From a market value of just over $350 billion at the start of his tenure, by 2018, Apple would become the first trillion-dollar company, now valued at more than $4 trillion. Its annual profit more than quadrupling to $110 billion last year. During that time, Cook has had to navigate an increasingly complex geopolitical situation, especially since the arrival of Donald Trump in the White House and his ensuing trade war with one of Apple's key suppliers, China. While his leadership has been deft, under it, Apple has not launched any major groundbreaking new products. Its Apple Vision Pro headset largely a bust. Meanwhile, it's mostly sat on the sidelines of the AI race. The new MacBook Many are looking to Cook's successor to push the company into new territory. As a hardware engineer with 25 years at the firm, John Ternus has the background to do so, and big shoes to fill.